Sì.
Strap yourselves in and hold on. He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is July 1st, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. We're going to have open phones as well at 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to where this broadcast originates from, off our mothership home station, KLBJ 590, 836-0590. I want to thank all the AM&FM affiliates that do pick up the show. New stations turning us on every few weeks. In fact, quite a few inquiries just this week about picking up the show. As it grows, been doing it now for about, 6 months syndicated, and been in here almost a year total now doing this Sunday radio show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I guess 5 days a week, doing a syndicated radio show since 1998 is not enough for me weekdays. I am here on Sundays because so much happens over the weekend, and it is a news broadcast. It is a broadcast dedicated to exposing corruption and the powerful globalist forces attempting to really end the United States as we know it. And it's not just here in the U.S. They are setting up tyranny all over the planet. So, again, thank you for joining us, my friends. We will be going to your calls a little bit later in this hour. Obviously, we'll be talking about the new terror threat in the United Kingdom. We've got two failed firebombings, is how they could properly be termed. Don't want to give the scaremonger media, who's calling it a fiery holocaust, the proper term. They'd really love to fearmonger with that, but I guess the boys at the CIA haven't figured out yet that they can call this firebombings. But two failed firebombings, thanks to the bravery of the constabulary in and around London, and of course one successful attack, clearly an attack, up in Glasgow, Scotland, on an airport. We'll be going over that today, what's being termed as a fiery holocaust. No one died, but Fox News particular, you would think that the sun had exploded and the earth was destroyed yesterday. But nevertheless, a image of a burning car certainly will get a lot of gas mileage towards butchering what's left of British national sovereignty. And we'll go into what's really behind all of this and the past history of government-sponsored terror. I think I will surprise some people by telling you that just looking at this, studying this the last 2 days, I tend to think this is actually real terrorism. I have to say that right now this is now, again, we're not sure about that. But I'd have to say I'm more than 50% sure. I'm leaning towards this being real, homegrown Muslim terrorist. But we will go over that today and discuss it. There is no doubt, though, that the government of the U.S. and the government of England, that is the private corporations owned by private banks that call themselves the government, are engaging in mass terror. That is terrorizing the public into basically convulsing in fear and begging to have their liberties and freedoms taken. So we'll break down the real definition of terrorism and who is really engaging in classical fear-mongering. We'll be going over that because we have international statistics and federal statistics, and depending on which ones you look at, you're between 300 and 50 and 600 times more likely to die in an automobile accident, depending on which country you live in. Here in the U.S., it's over 400, than to die by terrorist. You are over 200 times more likely to die by drowning. These are unnatural forms of death. But it doesn't matter. We don't see everyone running around hyperventilating in fear. I was driving around the governor's mansion Friday night, getting video shots for a film I'm making about, a section of the film, a few minutes, is about Perry going to Bilderberg a few weeks ago, criminally violating the Logan Act, federal law, going to an international meeting to set policy with private interests. That is illegal unless you have presidential, State Department, or congressional letter and authorization to do so. And I'm just driving around twice. We're in a red Mustang convertible that one of my employees has. We're videotaping out the back. It's clear as day what we're doing. State police run out into the middle of the road. Thank God we saw this guy because I could see it. It had been on the news. We were Al-Qaeda trying to who knew Alex Jones was Al-Qaeda and tried to fight our valiant state police. But the guy ran out in the middle of the street in front of us. We stopped. And then he asked for our papers. We showed it to him. But, of course, it was due to the Alex Jones. And then some Austin cops rushed up, and they looked, didn't even say anything to us. They just laughed and got back and drove off. But the heightened security, deadly Al-Qaeda. We will go over that for you. I mean, it's much more cinematic to get some rolling shots of the governor's mansion than roll past with the Capitol in the background. And that, again, they must have thought our Sony video cameras were plutonium beams or who knows, maybe kryptonite cannons. I don't know, some type of super laser weapon or something. You should be worried about the border. Only 2 miles of border fence has been built. New fence, and they get up on TV and claim they built thousands of miles of it. You ought to really worry about that, or the open northern border, really worried about all these terrorists, but again, they're not really worried. They just use that to fearmonger the police into setting up a police state. Oh, the cops are afraid. But again, that's all part of the brainwashing. So we'll go over that. Also, in the second hour, I want to get into chemtrails. NBC News did a report on chemtrails over California, and the broadcast basically said they were real. This is a very delicate subject. You got a lot of schizophrenics, a lot of crazy people who think that the moon is following them and the sun is following them and that there are leprechauns basically in their clothes hamper in the bathroom, with red glowing eyes at 3 a.m. trying to eat them by way of their feet sticking out from under the covers. We've got people who think that any condensation trail is a nerve gas effluent to kill everyone. So they give everybody a bad name that actually looks at the fact of until the mid-1990s, jet trails didn't form any lower than 20,000 feet. They did it normally in the winter, and they were only up there for a few minutes. I have seen trails at 5,000 feet. I have seen trails that are there 4 hours later. I've seen them form cloud banks, and something's going on with the atmosphere, and now the Pentagon, the federal government, and even government textbooks admit they've got some program, secret program going on, altering our climate. And we've got one of these government climatologists on tape basically admitting this. And I talked to the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, last year after we talked to him at Broken Papers around the country, including the Associated Press, that they had just declassified, so he was willing to talk about it at that time. No one paid attention to the fact that it had been declassified until he went public about it, about weather weapons that are being employed around the world. The question is, are they being employed here? So I'll probably spend a segment on that and play a five-minute clip from NBC for purposes of comments. We can analyze that. That is coming up in the latter half of the next hour. I will spend some time on that. Also, in the next hour, I want to get into famous quotes of the New World Order. Now, there are so many thousands of these, but I'm only going to read 10 or 15, depending on time allows. These are from published works of some of the most powerful people in the world saying that they're setting up a world government, saying that they want to take your liberties and freedoms, and saying they'll use terrorism to get it done. So this is pretty darn important, and we will go over this coming up in the next hour. I do want to break and then come back and get into the Scotland and London terror alert. What, just a month ago, the Fed said that look for airports to be bombed, truck bombs, car bombs in the U.S. Then they busted some non-Al-Qaeda affiliated group that wanted to blow up JFK. Turned out that was a fraud. But we'll go over it. And then we will get into the attacks on free speech here in the country, on talk radio, cameras on street corners, everything. Big show lined up for you. A lot of important information. With the 4th of July coming up in just 3 days, we need to remember what made this country great. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the website. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 20th, 2007, gold, 679, 20-ounce gold coins could be purchased for $794, $345.80 for half, $172.90 for quarter. That's $794, $345.80 and $172.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okorsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Okorsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is July 1st, 2007. We're live here on this Sunday edition. Okay. Now, I may be wrong about this, but I'm going to give the government the benefit of the doubt. And by that, there's different layers of government. But I'm going to give the government the benefit of the doubt. and say, okay, these are real Muslim terrorists that are attempting to set off basically firebombs, petrol bombs, gasoline-laden Mercedes and Jeep Cherokees. Two failed events, of course, on Friday in London, down in Piccadilly Circus, where I have stayed when I've been visiting England, know it well, and, of course, up at the airport in Glasgow, Scotland. But we know this, the response that we've seen, the unbelievable hand-wringing, I mean, they've called it a fiery apocalypse, thick black plumes of death, why the death toll could have been in the thousands, it's the end of freedom. We've got to have secret arrest and secret imprisonment and a new war on terror. This could change society forever. It's unbelievable. My God, no one's died. But there could be hundreds of new truck bomb and car bomb attacks. The reporters are freaking out on air, saying they're having flashbacks of Baghdad and explosives going off at the markets. I mean, it is clear that the media he is trying to scare the daylights, the living daylights, out of everyone who was watching television. Now, Gordon Brown is a total New World Order globalist. Gordon Brown just came in as the new prime minister 2 days before these attacks took place, started on Friday. There was already talk of no confidence votes in the parliament, and Gordon Brown could be out of office in just a few months if he didn't reverse the occupation of Iraq and the unpopular war coming up on 5 years here in just a few months. And then magically, right on time, he said, look, terrorists are going to strike us. They're going to hit any minute. You haven't given me the new secret arrest, secret imprisonment powers I want. I have the BBC transcript here in front of me from just Wednesday. If you don't do this, the terrorists will strike. And the people said, no, we're tired of the millions of cameras, the checkpoints, the loss of liberty in this country. No, Gordon Brown. And boom, why, the terrorist attack, and they attacked Glasgow because that's where Gordon Brown's from, and they're testing him. The terrorists want to see if the British will now run like cowards. They want to see if the Scots will run like cowards. After the evil Muslim terrorist struck, will they give the terrorists what they want, or will they show that incredible British stiff upper lip we've always seen and have courage? It's like clockwork, and they get to bring out all the images of the 7/7 bombings again 2 years ago. You know, I went there right after the first bombings, and then they had the next stage bombings right after I left. And we've proven in my film Terror Storm, about 30 minutes of the two-hour film is on the London bombings, that it was a government attack. Absolute proof. You can watch Terror Storm for free on Google Video, or if you want to just Google Terror Storm, or if you want to get a high-quality DVD and support me, the filmmaker. I spent $100,000 making that film. I haven't made the money back yet, but my accountant says I might in the next 3 or 4 months. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day membership and watch it in super high quality, a lot better than Google Video, there at PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com or Amazon.com and order a copy there off the site, the high-quality DVD. But, again, just for free, Google Video if you'd like. I put it out for free because, folks, we just want people to find out that the government's staging terror. Now, people may say, well, then why are you saying that this isn't staged terror? Hundreds of different points go into this analysis. And, again, I may be wrong. Many times I've given the government the benefit of the doubt because we know that there are real Muslim terrorists. There are real Muslims out there who do go on an Israeli bus in Tel Aviv and stab 14 people. There are real suicide bombers. There are real combatants that do go and engage in asymmetrical warfare. That's really what it is. It's warfare against civilian targets. And if you don't think Israel and the U.S. and England don't do that, then you got nothing coming too. Let's just be real about this. You know, when a 2,000-pound bomb drops into a place and kills 500 civilians, it's called collateral damage. When a Muslim does it up close, it's called the end of Earth. Give up all your rights. Oh, my God, we're so scared the boogeyman's going to get us. Now, the bottom line here is that there is really four different types of terrorism. Okay, there is the state-sponsored, purely state-sponsored events like 9/11, big, spectacular events like 9/11 that the official U.S. government planned to carry it out, Operation Northwoods talks about, big, spectacular events to cause a helpful wave of national indignation and to launch a new war, as Bezygna Brzezinski talks about, or as Dick Cheney talks about in the PNAC documents, needing that big Pearl Harbor-style attack to launch the New World Order and to re-kickstart the stalled program in 2000. They said, we don't have a big terror attack. We have Republican memos, too. If we don't have if we don't have big terror attacks, it's over. The people will not go along with expanding war in a world government. We've got to have them. Boom, they happen. Then you look at the evidence, it's an inside job. So you've got the big spectacular events. Then you've got two different types of provocateur actions. You've got, well, there's even more types than that, but two basics. But you've got where the government goes out here in the U.S. and recruits literally mentally retarded black street children in Miami for a year and a half, gives them over $100,000. They found young, literally retarded black Rasta children, and they told them, you know, you're Christians, we want to bring you to this warehouse, give you machine guns, weapons, you're going to fight for Jesus. And they said, you get another $20,000 if you'll go videotape the FBI building and say that you're going to be part of a Crimson Jihad. And they gave them another $20,000, they went and videotaped it, and they literally were retarded. That later came out in the news. The only people, I mean, I could go out and provocateur homeless people for bottles of whiskey to say they were going to carry out attacks and then slap handcuffs on them. This is just more sophisticated. There's that type of provocateur action, but and we saw that last year up in Toronto, Canada, where they couldn't get the teenagers to shoot their mouths off, so the Royal Mounties just delivered thousands of pounds of fertilizer to the door and busted them. And then a few months later, that all came out in court, but by then you'd already heard the fear-mongering in front of the papers. You never read the retraction, which you can go pull up if you'd like. And we heard about riots and plots in London, how they were going to kill everybody, and there have literally been more than 20 of those different plots that turned out to be totally fake. When we get back, I'll tell you about the other type of provocateur actions and then real terror and why this is probably real terror. And then we'll talk about another form of real terror, using an event to fearmonger and terrorize the people psychologically. Then we'll take your calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. My news websites, again, are jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.com. They've all got a lot of powerful news and info. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
You know, I talk to really intelligent neighbors who I know own successful businesses. I talk to family who I know are pretty well informed. And they'll go, "What's eugenics? I've heard of that before." Folks, you better find out what eugenics is, because that pseudoscience that really grew out of Thomas Malthus and then into Galton and runs everything, that's the religion of the global elite. But you know, elites were already into inbreeding and thinking that they were the best and that they were gods compared to the commoners, and elites have always wanted excuses to feed on the population. Well, they just scientifically codified this in the last 200 years, but really in the last 150. And the U.S. and England pioneered it. It was born in England. The U.S. energized it. Mexico, Japan picked it up. And they had fitter families contests. Churches had the best contest. They had billboards up around the country saying Jesus believes in eugenics. And the CPS, the Health and Human Services, was founded in England in around 1900. Within 5 years, they had it here. And over 400 plus thousand women that we know of, when they started keeping records, 40s until the 80s, were forced sterilized. We know that it was hundreds of thousands before that, and many of them were killed. In fact, we even have newsreels where it shows the good doctor refusing to take care of a sick baby. And so now you hear about right to die and hemlock societies and all of this. It all rolls together. And let me tell you something, it's so diabolical that I've actually been having nightmares about it, okay? Now, let me explain something to you, folks. I've had people threaten to kill me. I've been physically attacked. I've had all sorts of stuff happen, and it's never freaked me out. Learning about this, and I thought I knew. Now I'm learning it runs everything. I mean, these people are everywhere. It is a death cult. I mean, that's all you can call it, is a cult. The Nazis. You know, they wore skull and crossbones on their hats. Arnold Schwarzenegger 3 weeks ago was on the front page of Time magazine wearing an SS Nazi belt buckle. I knew I'd seen those before at gun shows, hundreds of dollars, authentic SS Stundstaffel belt buckles. He's wearing a death's head, not when his dad, of course, was a high-level SS officer. He's wearing a Nazi belt buckle on the cover of Time magazine with Mayor Bloomberg, see, in our face. In our face. I've had enough of it. I can't handle it anymore. All right, I'm digressing here. I'm digressing. The official UN documents, and by the way, they want to put this debate into a left-right paradigm. They want to make you think conservatives are against this and Bush is against this, and, oh, don't worry, it's not going to happen. I have documents with Bush Sr. in 1990 talking to Mikhail Gorbachev and to the UN and others and to the French Prime Minister about how do we get a carbon tax passed. And they said, should it be a tax on the wellhead? And they said, no, we want it to be on human activity. Well, that's going to be harder. How are they going to get it? And now I have mainstream articles where they're now announcing, oh, yeah, the carbon tax is going to be also on your children. And now England and Germany and France, and they're talking about passing in here, this is Times of London, a tax if you have more than one child. See, that's a one-child policy. That's how it started in China in the 60s was a tax. Then in 80, they said it's the law. And now mainstream news, if you've had more than two, they will come take your baby and drown it in front of you. And then they take the baby for medical experiments. Okay? They have forced abortion. Now, you may be all for abortion out there, folks, but are you for forced abortion? I would think nobody is, but actually some of, when I've talked about it, have emailed me defending it. Pat Robertson, of all people, remember 5 years ago, got in all that trouble? Because he came and said, well, China is having forced abortions and infanticide, but they're doing what they have to do. And then that was on CNN. Then his clarification was, well, yeah, they got a lot of people. Once you let government have that power, folks, you're going to get a Nazi Germany. You're going to get a Stalin. I learned Stalin was funded by the U.S. and British governments to carry out this stuff. You always hear about all the poor, starving Russian orphans and in the orphanages with thousands of kids naked and piles of you know what all over the floor. That was eugenics. I didn't know that the whole Chinese system was eugenics and that they were getting IMF World Bank loans and being developed because they agreed to do it. I mean, my God, folks, we are in so much trouble, I cannot even tell you. It just gets worse and worse. I always think I know it all, and then, my God, it gets 10 times worse. People say I overstate things. I cannot state to you how bad it is. I cannot even. So the very elite running things, the founder of the Human Genome Project ran the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility, the big national eugenics lab in the U.S. that Hitler learned everything from. The modern genome is for the elites to have all the cures and the people to have nothing. And they're putting bioweapons. They've been caught in the vaccines. They've been caught, mainstream news, putting pathogens and vaccines in Africa, Asia, and Latin America to sterilize the women. They've been caught doing it here. They've been caught putting cancer viruses, more than 20 varieties, in different shots, not just polio and SV40. And it's still going on. Of course cancer's up by several thousand percentage points in the last 30 years. And who funded research on cancer? And on cancer viruses, I got the documents from UT of all places, 1920s. UT pioneered fluoride in the water to make you docile. Then I found out Pulitzer Prize winning books about World War II admit it wasn't a wives' tale. The Nazis really did put it in the water in the camps to make them docile. My God, it's all true, folks. They're running everything. Everything of all the major institutions, there's pockets of resistance out there. YouTube, stations like you're listening to us on right now, whether it's in Kansas City or upstate New York or Tennessee or California. Just God, I mean, and there's so many facets, so much info I've got. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, we don't just read some quote on some eugenics, you know, university. Harvard University History of Eugenics site or Kansas State, or we have all those. We actually go and order the books. We buy them, and they come. We paid like $100 before for some rare book written by eugenicists. We don't just take the university's word. We get the stuff. We go and read in Mein Kampf. Yes, we went and got Mein Kampf. We went and read it. It's in there, thanking America for teaching him everything he knew. That piece of filth writing that in 1924. Mike, and then they protected all those Nazis? Not just for rocketry or weapons, but eugenics. And so they've got all these names for it. Meanwhile, the very group are the ones doing cross-species splicing, which the top Nobel Prize winners, the real scientists, are saying is deadly dangerous and could actually cause a chain reaction in the biospheres. That could really mess up the Earth. I mean, this Earth developed with the radiation of the sun, all the volcanic activities, huge meteor impacts. It's hard to kill life. Life is tough. The earth is resilient. But you start tinkering with new genetic forms, it is already causing major crises. Conclusively been proven that the main, of all the ingredients, the main ingredient in the cocktail is this BT corn from Monsanto that has a, where the plant produces a pesticide so other bugs won't eat it, but honeybees still will and they're dying. Well, that's hard to believe. Oh, really? You know. That's just one example of what we're talking about. Yes, they can make the corn, grow the pesticide they want. And please, if you're some geneticist out there, don't email me and go, well, Monsanto only engineered that the plant grow internally a fungus that naturally grows on the outside in very small amounts. This is hundreds of times higher of the fungus that's been engineered and altered, and it secretes internally in the plant. Okay? For different absorption in the guts of the insects and the humans. I actually, this isn't me. I interview the top scientists. I constantly read the papers. They're scientific papers. You understand we're eating this stuff? You understand upwards of 30% of the corn you eat has it in it? Pesticide! It's killing the bees! Are they stuck? So folks, nerve gas being dumped in the ocean everywhere, burning all the trees down, stuff like that is important. But the stuff Al Gore and Lord Rothschild are bringing forward does absolutely nothing to deal with that. Nothing. It takes your rightful concern, and you put all your energy in there like a bunch of suckers to go pay money for these concerts, and you go to these things, you pay money to travel there, stay in a hotel, go to them, and you don't know that it's a bunch of eugenicists running it. Listen, Sting doesn't know he's up there working for a bunch of Nazis. He's a good guy. Pink Floyd doesn't know. They're being used. You're being conned. We're going to come back and play the clip of Rothschild and take your calls. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now. This is important.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Let me just give you a news flash. It isn't just possible, it is somewhat likely, according to the entire body of the physicists that look at this, that if you slam antimatter particles into anything, it could cause a chain reaction that would make all of our nuclear weapons detonating at once look like child's play. Slamming it into uranium and plutonium isotopes makes it probable. And let me give you a newsflash. They are doing it. Okay? And if we all die and it blows up the whole planet or the solar system or creates a black hole, don't worry, you just won't feel anything. You might feel a split second of heat on your cheek, maybe. Just you're gone. Boom, evaporated. The government's wildly running around doing that. I know, nuclear reactors and stuff don't exist either, right? There's not two of them here in Austin. Every time I mention that we've got reactors here in town, hey, Trey, I mean, I know you're a smart guy. I'm not putting you down. Did you know we have reactors here in town? Every time I talk about that, people...
Did not know that.
Yeah, we have reactors right here in town. But they don't want to bother the public with those, though. Everything's all right. We have someone who disagrees, and I'll go to Paula and Kerry. I promise I'll get to Paula and Kerry. But Neil in Colorado disagrees with me about stem cell research. Well, seeing as I didn't talk about stem cell research, boy, I didn't know how he disagrees with me. But see, that's one of these fake national debates they have. Oh, is Bush for it? Is he against it? They didn't stop any of it. It was just federal funds for that on the books. By the way, there's trillions have been spent in the aggregate in the last 50 years on secret genetic projects. Trillions. Let's go ahead and go to Neil in Colorado. Go ahead, Neil.
Yes, sir, Alex. I just want to say God bless you, sir. You're a great American, and I've been trying to get in for a long pleasure to talk with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, but I'm not a great person. I'm doing my job. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I just want to say I'm unlike a lot of your listeners. I'm actually blind. That's why I'm interested in stem cell research, because...
Did you know they can get just as good as cells out of a breast?
Out of a breast?
Out of your sister or your mother's breast.
Really?
Now that works even better.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can get it out from any woman.
Yeah, you know, because I think that stem cell research really is pretty scary implications, but there are a lot of very, very good...
Well, let's be clear. That is taking human cells and putting them in Parkinson's patients' brains or in your nerve clusters. But sir, they already have electrodes into the brain that can give you pretty good sight. It's just that you're never going to be able to probably get it because the elite isn't going to let you have it. They're going to blow out the economy, bring in socialized health care first to give them control to make sure you don't get all the life extension. That's what this is all about. The elite want to cull our population, reduce our numbers, because they don't want to give easy. If you're 40 years old, you should be able to live to be 150. That's what all the top scientists are saying right now. They've got thousands of secret cures, hundreds of the public. It's just that they've never allowed widespread development.
Really? Disgusting.
You haven't heard that they've successfully, for at least 10 years, been doing the neuron implants and giving clear, I mean, black and white sight. I mean, you could see.
No way. To totally blind people?
Yes, sir.
You've got to be kidding me. I haven't heard that at all.
At least 10 years. Actually, really? Secret documents have been released. They were doing it in the 50s, but that was just black and white where you could see blobs. Now, depending on how many neuroinsertions they do into the tissues of the brain, it's very small. It's just a surgery right to the eye. Works quite nicely.
Wow, that's incredible. I have another quick question for you. I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, all the presidents that we've had, you know, in the past however long, you know, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, they're all obviously, you know, New World Order.
Total puppets run nothing.
Phonies. Yeah.
Reagan was running things and was good at first, so they shot him. Go ahead.
Have we ever in our entire history of America had a president that wasn't that? I mean,
yes, we have had good presidents off and on, but after they killed Kennedy, we have had nothing but pure evil.
Yeah. Could you just give me a few examples of ones that would have been good ones?
Well, then, yes. Then this will start big debates. Okay. Now, remember, the times they were in. There was slavery going on in Africa, too, at the same time, black on black. Blacks always want to go become Muslims, and I'm not attacking them for that. My point is they think Muslims fought the slave trades. Muslims wrote the book on it. At least in more modern times, the transatlantic, they taught the Europeans how to do it. He was pro-slavery, folks, but back then it wasn't a question. Andrew Jackson, if you want anti-New World Order president, who really was for the United States, he wasn't good for Native Americans or blacks. But if you want to talk about who was anti-New World Order, Andrew Jackson's as good as it gets, okay? George Washington was the real deal. Thomas Jefferson was the real deal. Anybody they assassinated was the real deal. And there was quite a few of those. They have been totally bought and paid for since they greased Kennedy 43 years ago. Okay, I got to hurry here. Paula in Florida, and then we'll go to Carrie. And then I got to hit some final news here. Paula, you are on the air. Welcome. Oh, no, that's Carrie. Well, just go ahead, Carrie, now. Love it. Go ahead. Lubbock, Texas.
Hey, Alex, it's great to talk to you. Hey, I had two or three questions right quick. There's a movie going around on the Internet called Zeitgeist. It's got some quotes from you on it. I was wondering if you was aware of it.
Yeah, I don't agree with the thing about Jesus at the front. That's not true. It's been disproven. And I can't help what people do with clips of me and stuff. But overall, it's got some good 9/11 info. But it's kind of like rat poison. You know, it's 98% nutritious, but it's the 2% that gets the rat.
All right. And then I was wanting to ask you, you mentioned last Thursday about the United Nations living zones. Can you tell a person where they can find that? And then my last deal is
what, the United Nations corridors, biosphere zones?
Yeah, where they're talking about they're going to do population reduction and they're going to have these zones that humans can live in.
Thousands of pages, hundreds. It's UNESCO documents, eugenics documents. It's all in my film Endgame. Okay. Just type in biosphere, compact cities, type in global one-child policy. Do you have a computer?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just do keywords on that. I don't have those in front of me. I mean, it's basically hundreds of books, thousands of documents. CIA documents, it's unbelievable.
And the last thing, most important, and this is very important, Alex, is, you know, in Texas, it's legal to use deadly force in defense of a third person. And I think we need to realize that the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and these type of people, anybody that you've lost in a war or to cancer, is the blood of those people is on their hands. And I think that we need to make these people, these families, pay for their transgressions against humanity.
Well, listen, I am not calling for physical violence against people. They want to make it a physical game so they can preemptively try to stop our free speech. Like they're trying to ban videotaping cops in New York. Total attack on the First Amendment. That is textbook police state, textbook Soviet Union, death of America. There's a lot of things that are happening now, like torture, secret arrest of citizens. That's total police state. People say, well, you're still on air. There are people on air until 41, you know, speaking out against Hitler. He didn't grab the biggest people till the end, till the war had already started. We're trying to fight going into a full-bore police state. It's like steps downward. You know, we're halfway down the stairs towards hell, and I'm trying to stop that. And again, when I say police state, it doesn't mean the average cop. It means the system is out of control. I do not, you know, there are some good Rockefellers, I guarantee you there are some good Rothschilds. It's the prominent ones that we know are evil. I don't wish them any harm. I want to intellectually defeat them. I want to expose them. Then I want a jury of their peers. You know, grand juries to call for indictments. I mean, that's how this needs to work. I agree, the Rockefeller documents on eugenics that David was part of, grand juries need to get those, and he needs to be indicted. I'll call for the indictment of David Rockefeller here on air. I'll call for the indictment of Governor Perry for going to Istanbul in violation of federal law, Logan Act. Don't roll your eyes, cops. Type Logan Act into Google. He went there. Bilderberg Group's real. It's in the Dallas Morning News. I remember 7 years ago, the L.A. Times, when the L.A. Times, the New York Times said I was delusional and Bilderberg didn't exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist. You know, you guys are something else. That's all I can say. Let's talk to Paula. And Paula is calling from Florida. Last caller. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Alex. What that gentleman said about you was very right about everything that you're doing. And people need to listen to you, and more people are. And, I mean, you've got the whole country behind you. But anyway.
Well, I don't know about that. We got millions of people that have woken up, but I'm only one soldier in this fight.
Well, hey, you're a great soldier. But anyway, this thing about the genetic thing, the farmers are now saying they're not going to have anything to do with it.
But
they are all saying they don't want to have
exactly
to do
but,
with this.
But Monsanto knew that was going to happen, and so did the others that produced this. Then their pollen infects your plants. Your plant shows any history of that, cross-pollinization, then they literally founded and run the St. Louis federal court that does all the genetic engineering cases, and then everyone loses. So, again, it's a rigged game. The dice are loaded. Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Well, who sings that song, Otta? Play that as bumper music. Folks, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I got a weekday show, of course. I'll be back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I come in on Sundays and do this. I'm going to work tonight on my film Endgame because I know this is deadly serious what we're facing. I meant to get to all the news that we didn't get to, but we'll have to do it next week or something. You just can never cover it all, these type of subjects. I've got a Reuters article. No, AP, excuse me. Congress looks to boost U.S. tourism. Tourism has fallen massively. It has plummeted. I mean, the numbers are just off the charts. Tens of billions of dollars, 20-plus percent drop, 3.7 million less visits. Why? Because they're saying in questionnaires it's a police state. I've got a reporter I sent to China, Paul Watson. He said, no police state. You know, if they want to grab you, they just come kill you. Everybody who comes here says it's unbelievable police state. See, we've been living in it, so we're used to it. God bless you all. Take care.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.